Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Sleep problems and bladder problems. Lots of people have them, and it turns out that issues with one may cause problems with the other. You see, a report in the Phase B Journal shows sleep-wake cycles are connected to the bladder. A sort of built-in clock in your brain controls timers in your body, which in turn control functions such as the bladder. The researchers want to use this information to come up with ways to treat sleep bladder problems, maybe develop treatments to affect circadian rhythm. They say issues like an overactive bladder can really disrupt life, and understanding why it happens may lead to solutions. And now here's news about myeloma. The International Myeloma Working Group has updated the criteria for diagnosing that disease. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer that forms in a type of white blood cell called a plasma cell. The new criteria means patients may start treatment earlier, before symptoms begin. Here's Mayo Clinic Dr. S. Vincent Rajkumar.
Now we don't need to tell patients that, you know, you probably have myeloma, but we're going to wait till you get kidney failure or bone destruction before we start therapy. Rather, we can use these other biomarkers and imaging tools to initiate therapy before the damage happens. That will improve quality of life. But there's hope that this will actually translate not just into improvement in quality of life, but also into overall survival and potentially pave the way for a cure.
This was published in the journal Lancet Oncology. And the Society of Thoracic Surgeons has also released some new guidelines for practice. They're for treating cancer of the esophagus and where the esophagus meets the stomach. The guidelines mostly address ways to reduce the cancer with things like chemo and radiation before surgery, with the goal of maximizing the chance of a cure. They also say a multidisciplinary team of experts to address each component of care is key. And this was published in the journal Annals of Thoracic Surgery. And finally, the Harvard School of Public Health found if people swap 5% of their calories from saturated fats, you know, things like red meat and butter, with foods with linoleic acid, a type of polyunsaturated fat, they can lower the risk of coronary heart disease events by 9% and lower their risk of death by 13%. Now, foods with that good fat include vegetable oils, nuts, and seeds. Other studies show swapping saturated fat with polyunsaturated fat reduced bad cholesterol levels, so this is more evidence that doing so is good for you. And this was published in the journal Circulation. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.